Next item, please, item 600.
Amend acquisition of public art code to expand eligible uses of the 2% funds, explicitly prioritize underserved communities, and clarify city accountability.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. Very pleased to make a few introductory remarks on this matter, which Commissioner Udaly and I are bringing forward. In February of 2018, Portland City Council adopted our Arts Affordability Plan. This document includes 24 recommendations on how the City of Portland can help artists afford to live and work here. We've made some great progress, and later this summer, my team will be coming back to Council with an update on our work. But today, we're here to discuss the 10th recommendation in the plan, changes to the rules around our 2% for art program on page 18 of the plan. We've worked with city bureaus, the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and key stakeholders on this update. These proposed changes, if adopted by the council, will make this tool more flexible, more equitable, and we hope more effective in bringing public art to all communities in Portland. This morning, we're joined by Jamie Dunphy, Senior Policy Director from my office and the main author of the report. Tracy Schreiber, my Arts Affordability Fellow, who will be completing her fellowship with my office at the end of the summer, and Jamie will also introduce our special guests. Jamie?
Thank you, Commissioner. Also with us is Polly Ann Faith Burge with the Office of Commissioner Udaly, and I'm going to turn it over to Tracy,
our special guest.
Great. Good morning. My name is Tracy Schreiber, and I'm the Arts Affordability Fellow for Commissioner Nick Fish. We also have David Huff here, our City Arts Manager with the Office of Management and Finance. We're here today to propose amendments to the Percent for Art Code. A plan for preserving and expanding affordable art space in Portland recommended changes to the 2% for art program, and the 2018 RAC audit recommended better monitoring and oversight of RAC's work. Along with the grants and the arts tax, Percent for Art is one of the main programs RAC implements for the city. The proposed changes address both the plan and the audit and will, one, clarify the code so that council, bureaus, and RAC understand who is accountable for what parts of the program and who has decision-making authority at certain junctures. Two, expand eligible uses of the 2% to include creative space and more clearly allow for activities like artists in residence. Three, more explicitly allow 2% funds to be decoupled from the triggering project site. And four, add language to encourage prioritization of underserved communities' access to art. The community mapping funding in the 2019-2020 budget will inform this priority in future art siting and activity. The offices of Commissioners Fish and Udaly worked with David Huff and OMF and alongside RAC and the city bureaus on the proposed amendments to ensure efficiency, flexibility, and clarity in the code. We're excited to bring you this proposal. We believe it represents Council's commitment to supporting underserved areas by offering expanded options for arts and cultural activities and access, and clarifies the intention and the support system for a successful public art program. We welcome your questions and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That concludes our formal presentation.
That's the most succinct presentation I think we've witnessed in Council.
Shortened to the point. I just had one. I'm sorry, Commissioner Udaly, do you have a question?
Polly, do you want to add anything?
No. I mean, I think it's been really a terrific partnership with your office and RAC as well. And I'm just excited, I think, to be able to use these funds in a different way or at least codify that for residencies and things like that. I'm really excited about that specific portion of it.
I just had a quick question related to the preserving art space or potentially artist in residence space. Could you elaborate on that just a little bit in terms of how the 2% would be specifically used with regard to art space? Is it rent subsidy? How does it work?
Or it absolutely could be. Yeah, the opportunities for space are going to be relatively limited, but they are there. A great example is the Broadway Corridor project. The amount of Percent for Art funds could be the equivalent of adding an extra room onto a building or putting up a couple extra walls. If you're already building it, it's not the hardest thing to add an extra room on. But it could also be rent subsidies. It could be paying artists a stipend in order to use the space that already exists. We want to really give the flexibility because we've heard that this is an opportunity for regular injections of art into the community. And while the uses historically in a lot of the public art we have been great, they haven't been shared wide. And we continue to hear from artists that space is the top priority, that space is quickly going away. So any opportunity where we could add an additional room for activities in a affordable housing project, or add a room onto a new fire station, something like that where we could permanently dedicate space towards creative use. The opportunities will not be very often. It doesn't happen that we have a project of that scale, but when that is an option, the Bureau, working with RAC, should be able to consider that as one option.
So, Jamie, will there be some rules established or guidelines? And I'll put two concerns that I have on the table. Number one, let me just say I support the value. Sure. I think it's an important value, and I appreciate you're expanding in this arena, but it comes with some logistical questions.
Absolutely.
And the first is, as you get into the question of space affordability, all of a sudden, what's a large budget for RAC for the purposes that it currently is, for the actions it's currently engaged in, could see a lot of pressure, particularly given the cost of art space today in the city of Portland. So I'm wondering, number one, how you put guidelines or limits around that so you don't see a significant portion of the RAC budget suddenly being shifted to real estate efforts. The second area is around conflict of interest, because I assume it is the RAC board that would make decisions about who does or who does not get access to these funds. And I just want to underscore the usual issue we have with all boards and commissions, which is they must adhere to state ethics laws, and that means that there cannot be a conflict of interest, and they also have to guard against perceived conflict of interest. It raises questions of, do insiders get favorable treatment over, say, emerging artists or people who might be more on the fringes of the current art scene? And so I guess I'm not asking you a specific question today, except saying, as you go into this new area, you're going to need to be mindful that there are these other budgetary, administrative, and potential ethics issues that you're going to have to wrestle with.
Absolutely. With each Percent for Art program or project or eligible project, it triggers a meeting between RAC and the bureaus. And there's been some historic confusion about who is supposed to start that process. A lot of times, if it's a PBOT project, for example, the engineers are more concerned with getting the road paved and getting it paved right than having a conversation about the public art. And so often, the dollars will be put into a pool. Those conversations, basically, what this changes is that conversation at the front end. Historically, what we do is RAC will convene a panel. It is not the RAC board, but it is led by RAC staff with representative artists, and they will come to begin to form an idea around what the Bureau envisions, and if the Bureau doesn't have guidance, then what this panel envisions. We've had some situations where what the Bureau envisions and what the panel envisions are different, and we've clarified what that looks like, but the opportunities now for that front-end conversation, for example, Prosper Portland has told us they would rather do one big project than 10 little projects. And they can pool those dollars and have that conversation as a collective. This wouldn't be in a private development. Percent for Art programs are only triggered through public facilities. We aren't building new libraries. We aren't building new, redoing the Portland building every day. So most of these tend to be relatively small and more discrete amounts of money. And in those cases, the way the process works now will work well then too. We'll still be able to continue to develop art. If it moves towards the space side of things, it wouldn't infringe on RAC's budget, because this is determined by a percentage of the total project.
Right. It's really the allocation of the
allocation.
Budget once it's gone to
right.
RAC.
Once it's there,
it's just very, very hard, as you know, to say
absolutely.
No to friends.
Yes.
So there have to be very, very specific
always.
Guidelines about who does qualify versus who does not
yes.
qualify, and then it has to be uniformly implemented.
Absolutely.
Mayor,
right.
your comments, you know, we'll certainly, in the implementation phase, take into consideration your comments. What I'd like you to think about in terms of what we're proposing here is that we've just expanded the menu of options a little bit. And, you know, for some time, there has been a concern that the 2% for art program, because of where public buildings are generally located, tended to focus public dollars on areas that were already arts rich. you think about where our major investments are in terms of public facilities, they tend to be in the inner core, triggering the 2%. So this conversation really began around a notion that why did we have to link the art with the actual building? That the building itself triggered the obligation to set aside the money, but could we decouple the art from the building in order to provide more equitable distribution of art citywide? That was an original vision. Because of the current focus on the need for affordable art space and other kinds of city investments along that line, the menu options have been expanded a little further to provide for that conversation as well. But it is uniquely a conversation that RAC, our partner in administering the funds, and a bureau will have at the front end in terms of going through the menu and setting and deciding on what's the vision and how to move forward. But we'll be mindful of your concerns as we do regulations.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much, Commissioner Fish. Yeah. Thank you.
The conversation around areas like 122nd Division being perfectly bereft of any public art. However, that may not be the right place for public art, but there are still artists there, and they have needs and community wants. So, yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like we're all in agreement
on
this, and I appreciate that very much. Very good. Any further questions? Public testimony on this item, Carla?
Maggie signed up.
All right, thank you all very much.
She's not speaking.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.